Vernon Field development, Portmore transportation hub, and new jobs from all part. Just some of the plans for transport and mining this fiscal year. Transport and Mining Minister Mike Henry's recent sectoral debate presentation included an announcement that the JUTC will be embarking on a pilot to test the feasibility of switching to a liquefied natural gas LNG fuel platform. Minister Henry says this is to be rolled out under Jamaica Urban Transit Company JUTC stewardship at Montego Bay Metro Bus Company in the second city through a bus and fuel supply platform with technical guidance from New Fortress Energy.
Success with the project would see the overall public-operated bus service being gradually switched to LNG, with both efficiency and environmental considerations being foremost in mind.
The ministry considers LNG to be a much cleaner fuel when compared to diesel oil and is expected to be a better fuel option from both the economic and environmental perspectives. The JUTC is also to undertake a separate pilot project involving one of its depots for a study on combining diesel oil with compressed natural gas CNG. With projected fuel savings of 25%, the project is also expected to come with the additional benefit of removing the black soot that is emitted by some of the buses. The Sunshine City of Portmore can also look forward to the development of the Portmore Transportation Hub. The hub is expected to cater to the transportation needs of the commuting public within the Portmore municipality.
The hub concept involves targeting both the regular users of the JUTC as well as the private operators from the huge dormitory Portmore community who typically drive into Kingston daily. In respect of the latter group, the hub concept will involve secured parking arrangements, allow for the option of comfortable commuting by bus instead of by driver operating, and save them the toll costs, those who wish to use the bus service.
Better traffic management is anticipated to ensure the efficient and effective movement of vehicles and people, including pedestrians, pedal cyclists, and other vulnerable groups. Minister Henry also spoke on the possibility for an additional 1,000 jobs expected to be created for Jamaicans this year as a result of developments in the bauxite alumina sector. Minister Henry says with the reopening of the Alpart refinery in St. Elizabeth, Jamaicans will have the opportunity to gain employment and training when the 250 temporary Chinese workers return to their country in June. In addition, he says 50 batches of young persons will be trained by Jiquan Iron and Steel Company Limited, JISCO, the China-based entity which has taken over the operations of the plant. 500 Jamaicans are now permanently employed at the refinery, increasing from 80 persons. The minister pointed out that plans for the sector also include the upgrading of Alpart's Port Kaiser facility, which is also expected to provide more jobs. The Ministry of Transport and Mining continues its development mandate with plans for accommodating large cargo aircraft at the proposed Vernon Field Aerodrome in Clarendon. This in keeping with plans for the development of Vernon Field into an aerotropolis. An aerotropolis is a metropolitan sub-region where the layout, infrastructure and economy are centered on an airport.
Cargo is what is to drive the development. And the 4,000 acres of land surrounding what would be larger than the Manhattan metropolis lies all the land that can be developed and allows you now to build out a runway to take the Anatov aircraft, which is the largest aircraft built for cargo in the world, but could never land here and can now be accommodated.
Minister Henry noted that cargo services at the aerotropolis will be the major driver for development of the area. To land transportation now, the Transport Ministry will be moving to establish 100 new routes island-wide.
The Transport Authority is in the midst of establishing approximately 100 new routes island-wide, which will result in 2,500 new licenses being offered. Again, that is employment for the people.
Minister Henry says the Transport Authority has also authorized the use of 7-seater motor cars as route taxis once the units are properly insured for the public passenger vehicles sector. This move is part of the government's mandate of promoting accessibility through providing more options for commuters.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.